Shalom. You are at the commemoration site for the fallen soldiers from the Heavy Mortars Battalion 352 during the Yom Kippur War. On October 6, 1973, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Egyptian and Syrian armies launched a surprise assault against the State of Israel. The Syrians opened a heavy artillery bombardment that continued for 35 minutes. Then they attacked the Israeli outposts along the borderline, as well as targets inside the Golan, including headquarters, bases, and junctions. This was followed by their armored forces storming into the Golan. Standing in front of this onslaught were only the regular troops of the Israeli Defense Forces that literally stopped the attack with their own bodies. From the first night of the war, reserve forces from the IDF joined in and were able to block the advancing Syrians, gradually pushing them back. The situation on the Golan was so critical, it was decided to reinforce the troops with Armored Division 146 under the command of Moshe Peled. The division arrived to the Sea of Galilee and on the third day of the war, October 8th, launched a counterattack against the Syrians in the southern Golan. The division had an artillery brigade commanded by Danny Avidar that included a battalion equipped with mobile 105mm cannons, a battalion with mobile M109 cannons, and battalion 352 with 120mm mortars on APCs. The division advanced on two routes. One route was along the road you are standing on now. The second route was along the road climbing the Golan from the Sea of Galilee to Gamla. The division pushed the Syrians eastwards while the artillery battalions were moving from the rear and giving support to the armored units. During the advance, the artillery units suffered devastating hits from Syrian artillery. On Tuesday, October 9th, the division gained control over the region around Tel Faris, lowering the ability of the Syrian artillery from direct hits at the Israeli forces. By nightfall, Battalion 352 arrived to this very spot and spread out its batteries in a combat array. The following morning, October 10th, the battalion received orders to open fire. While making the preparations, a soldier began to shout, "Migs! Migs!" Two Syrian MiGs first circled around the battalion in order to identify the force and returned for a second circle to attack. The soldiers opened fire against the jets. Benny Leshem, the deputy commander of the APC, whose remains are in front of you, tells his story. One MiG descended, shooting at us with its machine guns. As I looked up, I saw in front of me a second MiG dropping a bomb that exploded some 5 meters from our APC. I was badly injured and evacuated to a military field hospital in the region of El Al. I was then transferred into a helicopter that took off under fire, bringing me to Rambam Hospital in Haifa. There, I underwent surgery and began a long and painful process of recovery. On this fateful day, 8 soldiers from the battalion were killed. Their names appear on the nearby rock at this site. At this stage, there were no more Syrian troops on the Golan, and the IDF made preparations to lead a counterattack into Syria. As part of this offensive, forces from Division 146 launched an attack against the Syrians while crossing the borderline between Israel and Syria. The mission was to capture the El Hanot outposts, some 3 kilometers east of us. After fulfilling the mission, the Israeli troops retreated back into the Golan. The artillery units of the division took part in this operation and mainly in the stage of the Israeli forces retreating from the Syrian outposts. Battalion 352 remained in this region until October 19th, when it moved, together with the Artillery Brigade 213, to the Sinai Front. There, they took part in securing the corridor through which the IDF forces crossed on their way to the western shores of the Suez Canal. When the war came to an end, the soldiers gathered here to build this memorial site in memory of the fallen. The memorial holds the remains of the APC, which was hit by the Syrian airborne attack. May the memory of the fallen be blessed. Thank you for your attention.